By the time this piece airs, the New York state budget will have been more likely than not passed. I think it's fair to say that we're not only in a public health crisis, but we're also in a budget crisis. The budget was already in trouble before COVID-19 hit New York, and even more so now. One of the ways that advocates have looked at this is, if there was ever a time to levy higher taxes on the wealthy, it's now. What's going to happen?
I think there are two distinct paths in front of New York. I think that with the coronavirus, if the projections are correct, there are going to be many people that lose their lives, which is the most important thing. But then going beyond that, New York State is going to have to deal with a crisis that is not just a health crisis, but a crisis across kind of every aspect of the state, because of what's forecast is the state is going to lose at least $10 billion in revenue. And that means that the path that's in front of us is a path where we let Governor Cuomo do what he has done in the past, do what he did after the last financial crisis, and institute devastating cuts. That's the word that he's used. Cuts unlike what anyone in New York has seen before to balance the budget. That means more cuts to healthcare, Medicaid, huge cuts to education, even considering that many students are losing half of a school year. That means more cuts to human services that help and protect and sustain the poorest and the New Yorkers that are living on the front lines of many of these crises. That means affordable housing that is being built, the very small, minimal amounts of it, you know, that's going to lose funding. And so the other option is to get through this crisis by asking the people that live within the wealthiest state, one of the wealthiest places on the entire planet, to pay a little bit more. So asking billionaires, there's 112 of them in New York, asking ultra-millionaires, not the person that has a Mercedes that you may see driving around town, but people that make more than $5 million annually. By asking all of those people to pay a percentage or two more, New York State could raise much of the billions of dollars that it's going to need in order to maintain the programs that we know are super important. If we're dealing with any kind of crisis, spending less on public education and investing in our children and spending less on healthcare is never a good idea. And on top of all those things, by pushing to cut Medicaid, the governor has preempted New York to receive almost $7 billion in federal aid. And so on top of the cuts that he wants to push, New York is losing out on more than half of the money that we would need to fill that budget gap.
I think that's a point that's very confusing to people. They're hearing advocates saying that the governor is holding up his hand and saying, I don't want this federal aid because I want to be able to do things my way. And the governor is saying, look, the deal that was cut for New York is no good. It doesn't give us what we need. And the federal government is not giving me the flexibility I need to deal with this crisis. And that's why I think it's hard for our listeners to understand what the issue really is. Can you break it down?
It's really unfortunate that along with all of the attention, and a lot of that attention is earned, that the governor has gotten because of his leadership on many aspects of responding to the coronavirus, with that attention, he, and sometimes misleading people. And I think the provision that the governor in particular has been really upset about is a standard provision. Whenever there's emergencies and the federal government increases the amount of money that it sends to states to help them pay for Medicaid, it's called FMAP, Federal Medicaid Assistance Percentage. Whenever the federal government does that, and they've done it many times in the past, they have a provision called maintenance of effort. And that maintenance of effort is designed to make sure that the money that the federal government is giving to states to help pay for Medicaid actually helps them pay for Medicaid. It says that you can't accept this money and then cut services, right? Because some states, especially some more conservative governors, may take that Medicaid money and want to do something else with it. And so it's a standard provision. And the $6.7 billion in federal aid is healthcare money to fight this healthcare crisis. And the governor is right and wrong, right? We need that money for Medicaid. The governor is planning on cutting Medicaid in the middle of a crisis. It's stupid. And so the governor needs to accept that money. And then on the other hand, and this is why, in addition to accepting that money, we do need to look at raising revenue options. The federal government, the state's going to need more help than that. Coronavirus goes beyond a health crisis. Our economy is going to feel it. All of the crises that existed in New York are now exacerbated by the coronavirus. And so the state is going to need resources and additional funds to handle all of the different impacts of coronavirus. And so it would be nice if the federal government gave some more resources for New York to do that. But let's not pretend like New York's hands are tied. As I said before, there's 112 billionaires here. The governor can maintain Medicaid instead of cutting it. You know, there's $400 million worth of cuts to hospitals in his plan. The plan overall cuts $2.5 billion out of Medicaid. $2.5 billion, that's actually matched by federal money. So the New York healthcare system would actually be losing $5 billion. There are people in New York with almost unimaginable amounts of wealth, and New Yorkers really need to be looking at them to pay more to make sure that the state is whole and that we make it through and we end up on the other side of this crisis in a place where, you know, as many New Yorkers as possible were either unscathed or their lives weren't ruined at the very least, which is what is very possible to happen if the governor goes through with some of these cuts.
Is the tax rate that you're advocating for 1-2% on the ultra rich in New York, is it enough?
The current top tax rate on income in New York is 8.82%. So everyone over $1 million, the income that they make over $1 million, they pay 8.82%. That is right now third. So it's behind California and it's actually behind New Jersey. By moving that top rate up to 11.32%, and that's just for a portion of the incomes, we want to add tiers in because we understand that someone that makes $1 million a year is different than someone makes $1 billion a year or $100 million a year. And so we would institute a new bracket for people that make between $5 and $10 million every year, for people that make between $10 and $100 million every year, and for people that make in excess of $100 million. And so that bracket for people that make in excess of $100 million could go as high, there's kind of two different proposals floating around, as high as 11.32%, I believe it is. And that would raise $4.5 billion, right? So that gets us a long ways to closing the state deficit. If you add that money to the $6.7 billion in federal Medicaid assistance that the state is being offered, that closes the budget gap, right? That 6.7 and that 4.5, it gets us to 11, just over $11 billion. If you do that, you're asking a small number of people in New York who have an incredible amount of money to pay a little bit more. And New Yorkers don't have cuts to their schools or cuts to their healthcare, you know, or cuts to the essential services that they depend on.
This is unlikely to happen in the budget.
As you said, you know, the budget may be passed in the next 24 hours or so. It looks like what the governor is pushing for is a rolling budget process. So basically every couple of weeks or months, they would spend a little bit more money. It's really hard to plan that way. School systems and local governments, it's really hard to plan when you can only think 2 or 3 months ahead. That's how much time they'll have. They'll be like, here's some money that's supposed to last you this long. And they won't know how much money that's going to be until very shortly before the period starts. And so if that process does happen and the governor is constantly doing temporary budgets, then every couple of weeks or months, there'll be a fight over what's included there. And so the fight against cuts, the fight to ask the super wealthy to pay a little bit more so not everyone has to suffer, that's going to be going on throughout the rest of the year.
How can our listeners learn more?
The two places that I would point them to, newyorkbudgetjustice.com and makebillionairespay.info.
Charles, thank you so much for talking to me. This was illuminating.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me.